I said, no, we don't have fried chicken.
Yeah.
He said, huh? I said, I don't have fried chicken. Then he said, do you sell cat? I said, what?
No.
What do you mean we sell cat? No.
Everybody, and welcome to the fifth episode of Stuff We Don't Learn in School. This week we'll be talking about small businesses, and my name is Jenny.
And I'm Victoria.
And today we are joined with a special guest. Her name is Tina, and she is the owner of Ting's Kitchen. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi everybody, my name is Tina, and everybody know me in Tina Princess. My Ting's Kitchen is located in the McIntyre Square.
Mm-hmm.
So I welcome everybody to our restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we are the only one Chinese restaurant open for dining in this area.
Oh,
then,
really? That's
yeah,
crazy.
Chinese restaurant is afraid of COVID, but mm-hmm. still need to survive for COVID.
So. Yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
This is true. So you're persevering in times of distress
yeah.
right now.
Only the government say we have closed. If they say we can open, we open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's also got the certificate for the 50% guests can come in. They need to require small stickers. So
oh.
I just passed that.
Oh.
Oh.
Like both of us had the same exact
yeah.
at the same time.
You need to follow my Ting's Kitchen Facebook. You are not Irish.
Oh,
okay, we
okay,
will do
yes,
that.
Everybody who is listening, make sure to follow Ting's Kitchen on Facebook, and you'll get all the updates needed about
yes.
about the restaurant. For
especially
sure.
Especially if you live in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Quality Chinese food. And Taiwanese. Both cuisines. Okay, so I kind of want to start from the beginning and get to kind of know your story.
Okay.
So when and why did you come here to the U.S.?
When? I came here 1994, January 9th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, specifically, you remember the date. That's impressive.
Yes. I my school, I go to the vocational school. It's now for college. So my mother told me, at least you need to have college degree. I said, I don't like Taiwanese education too push. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not smart enough to mm-hmm. go to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in America, they have more school and then you can choose for the subject you want, right?
Yeah.
A film and video production in Point Park College.
That's awesome.
Point Park College.
Yeah.
Right now it's Point Park University. So people don't know how old I am now.
No. It's
yeah,
same difference.
So that's why I come over to Pittsburgh and my mom said you should go to the people. Not many Chinese and Taiwanese. You won't speak Chinese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then I can learn English well.
Yeah.
If I come to Pittsburgh, only by myself, no any family here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that must have been like, that must have been pretty scary. How were you feeling coming here?
In the time, I'm not scared. I feel, oh, freedom.
And can I ask, like, how did you choose video production and film? Like, what made you go in that direction? From talking to my parents who also immigrated, I know there's a lot of pressure to go into a more, like, STEM-heavy math or, like technical sort of mm-hmm. major.
Well, honest, they don't want me to go film and video. They signed me for the journal big reporter, how do you say the
journalism. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And when I come to first class, they have 6 books. It's that much. Like really thick.
For those of you listening, very thick.
Yeah.
very thick books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I cannot graduate. So I secretly changed my major when I was here.
Really?
Yes.
That's such a cool story.
Why did you end up choosing film then?
Because you don't need to study. You just need to work.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, wait, I love that.
That's
accurate.
Fair.
That's
a fair description.
The film and video, most I agree, like I said, they just need to go to see a lot of movies.
Oh,
that's good. I don't need to study. I just see TV. Oh, that's my favorite major.
Yes, that is exactly how I feel. Like, if I can watch movies all day and analyze them, I will do that. Like,
every joke. My English still weak, but if you guys born in here, your English really good. So maybe one day you can become really famous, like talking like how critical the a lot famous critical movie.
Yeah.
Right. And also, I want to be a doctor. I can yell at the actress, nothing.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's all you need to do, right? Oh my gosh. But whenever you first came here and compared to like where you are now, would you ever imagine yourself being in the position that you are whenever you first came here?
I never think I will be own the restaurant because I know I like cook.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was thinking the working in the kitchen become a job is really tough.
Yeah.
But I find a good team to work in together. So that's why I can still survive right now. Because my whole team will never change.
Yeah.
Really? It's been the same ever since you bought the restaurant.
Yeah. Only couple people change, but our team is all everybody there.
That's so great.
I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Is it like a second family to you?
Yeah, because I have no family here.
Yeah. So it's basically, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that. That's so wholesome.
Yeah, it is. And how did you get into the restaurant, like, industry and business? Yeah.
Like, I told you, I like cook. Mm-hmm. I like cooking stuff. And my mother, when she was in Taiwan, she owned her first restaurant.
Oh, really? No way.
So that's how it, like, that idea kind of planted in your mind.
Yeah. And then I like, you want to be your own boss. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I want to cook whatever I want to add. No, nobody say, oh, you cannot put this. Right?
You are your own boss. You are a princess. You're a queen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why I want to put this ingredient. I want to say, why I should follow whatever people tell me. So I do whatever I like to do in my restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I try to bring the traditional Taiwanese food to Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. but I also want to create different for the different generation kids, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good point. I know when I go to restaurants that are especially authentic to a certain like culture, my parents and I order very different things.
Yeah, because we have different tastes. The Asian people in America and really traditional people here. They are different.
Yeah.
Like you said, I like the restaurant. They said, nah, they are not a real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, for example,
quite a lot of, I want to bring really Chinese, because I'm from Taiwan, like mm-hmm. you guys know, but I have friends from China, I have friends from Taiwan, I have America. Mm-hmm. So, my restaurant, I have really spicy, like Chinese, that traditional, of course, not traditional Chinese, really, really, really like Chinese, mm-hmm. but I try to make at least happen. And
yes.
for Taiwan, at least I know the Taiwan flavor. So
yeah.
the Taiwan kids, Chinese kids, American kids, they can a whole group
in the kitchen. Yeah.
The whole group later, you can order whatever they like it. Mm-hmm. Taiwanese kids can order they like it. American, then you guys can go together, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's spicy, but Taiwanese or American, they don't eat too much spicy, mm-hmm. right? So if we have this also, all together, everybody can be friends. You don't need Chinese to be Chinese.
Yeah.
American, right?
Yes,
exactly.
That's why I see a lot of peace students or CME students, the whole group come to our restaurant.
Yeah. Wait, that's so nice. I didn't even think about that, but that makes a lot of sense. Because just yesterday, my parents made cow stomach. And I can't say that I'm one to really indulge in that kind of cuisine. Being Asian American, more American cultivated. But yeah, so that makes a lot of sense to integrate all of them into kind of one menu.
Together.
Yeah.
Especially if, I know when I have friends and if we go out, which it's tough now since I can't drive and usually they can't drive. But it's hard to choose a restaurant because sometimes, like, I'm afraid of choosing a restaurant that's based in my culture because what if they don't like it? Because what if there's nothing that appeals to their taste? But having that merge and intersection of, like, everything everyone likes, is really nice and friendly to have like a group of friends just bond over food and actually enjoy themselves and like it. Yeah, I love
that. I have so many like young generation company. They have more like from India, from Mexico. Sometimes I will ask my if they special order, I will ask in some of my chefs. They are Mexican a couple. I said, can you help me to get some dish? I try to create some dish for them too.
Oh, how do you create dishes? Like, do you have some sort of step-by-step thing you follow, or is it just kind of like comes to your head?
I feel it is called the favor. I said, can I put this together from fun? Because I like travel. I like try every country's food. So, you know, like I try to bring all different kind of stuff in the one restaurant. At least everybody can get together and try to all fresh different sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I know my one friend, she swears by what she calls Korean tacos. Mm-hmm. So basically she puts bulgogi and kimchi in like a tortilla with like nacho cheese on it. And she's like, it's so good. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah.
The Korean soup is good, try.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know, sometimes I put the American mustard, and put our Chinese spicy hot sauce. I make different spicy sauce. They love it.
Oh, that does sound delicious. Really good. I'm getting hungry right now.
I'm gonna need to try some. Oh my gosh. Catch me like driving right after this.
Yeah.
Go over there getting some mustard and Chinese spice sauce.
Hot oil. Yeah, Chinese hot oil and then special Chinese hot oil and the mustard is really good. And with chips, a lot of people like it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, that actually sounds so good.
This is a recipe I need to take in.
You don't know how to make, you can try to go to buy that. I don't know if you know lao gan ma in the Chinese restaurant.
They call
lao gan ma. Like Chinese grocery store. They call lao gan ma. You can buy this how you can and make American mustard mix together. Oh. And that's really good stuff.
Wow.
I will tell my parents about that.
Exactly. Go buy some right now. Oh my gosh. Kind of moving to more recent events. In January and February, I'm obviously assuming that you have a lot of contacts via WeChat or something like that back in Taiwan and China. What were your thoughts initially whenever you heard about what was going on in Wuhan?
Actually, before that December, I was in Taiwan. So I need to fly back to the United States by Christmas because China will be busy in Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that time, when I was in Hong Kong, they have the temperature check. They only have, normally only have one door they check, the sensor one check. But that time, the December when I come this time, they have two doors. I was thinking, something must be happened.
Oh, okay.
So when I come back here Christmas, that time in Wuhan, they already have little bit, in Asia already have little bit, and say some disease, virus coming, but nobody really talking about that. But when I come back to the restaurant, I said, something must be wrong in Asia, I told kids, because the Hong Kong is so weird. They check temperature so frequently.
Yeah.
Two sensor door, normally just one. So February, they start the news coming from Asia, I need to be careful. And that time, my friend, really good friend, they finished school here and moved back to China. They are from Wuhan. But I called him, so how is you guys doing?
Wait, she went back to Wuhan?
I saw she got back to Wuhan, but she's in Beijing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
But her mother, I said, how about your mom? Your mom was in Wuhan, right? She said, no, lucky my mother was in Hainan.
Oh.
So another city, Sanya. Uh-huh. So that's why the people who I know is not in Wuhan. So let me feel more safe for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now everything is going well. So that she's back to Wuhan and she said everything's good.
Yeah. Okay. China seems to be doing a lot better than at least we are.
Yeah, I think we're in our third surge of cases.
So back then, whatever news was coming in January and February, did you do anything different in the restaurant or in your personal life?
Honestly, when I just come back from December, I already tell all the my employees, whoever is Asian people, it's new face. We need to be careful. I know some people. So in that time, I already, I whenever found the Asia, like Japan, China, Taiwan, Asia, whatever. Whenever we never see them, and I will ask them, where are you come from? And then they tell us, and then they say, oh, they just come from Asia, or come back from China, or come back from whatever. We already use alcohol to clean everything we touch. So since December, I already did that. So that's why I know we are really safe, and I know we do a really, really good job for the separate people and the alcohol at all table.
No, that's good for sure. So you kind of like, as soon as you got back from Taiwan.
Yes, I already tell, be careful. And everybody think I overdo it. And until March.
And then they realize.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. Better to overdo than to underdo, you know, for sure.
We rather overprotect the
right.
Yeah.
That's honestly incredible, because I know even people who knew about the information about like COVID-19 didn't take it as seriously. And even for me at the start of what was quarantine and when lockdown happened, I couldn't understand like the breadth and depth of the problem and how serious this virus was, and kind of like how it would end up affecting my life and the people I know, and just how like pervasive it was. But to have like your restaurant, your team, and everyone already taking safety precautions in December, whenever like you traveled back to America,
that's really,
really
admirable.
Good. Yeah,
I like, because my major is director. I try to act every day. I try to see like you are in the movie. Something happens. I always do ahead.
Uh huh.
I do too much, but I really do. You see, the TV always, the movie always like that.
Yeah.
And then they start and
see. Yeah. My.
And she really is the main character.
Just like real movie.
Yeah, my friend told me about this in December, since he was reading news from China, since he's Chinese too. And I, at the time, I was like, oh, you need to relax. Like, it's okay. Like, no worries. But yeah, I mean, things now are like very different, and I'm like, ah, you were right.
You're not wrong.
And because you knew so early and you knew how serious it was, were you ever afraid? Because I know there's been a lot of racism against Asians, because people are scared, people don't know. I mean, there are also sources of information that are false and blaming it solely on China, and I guess to a larger degree, Asian people in general, where you kind of feel pressure and heat from other Americans.
For myself, I'm not scared, because they still lie. We still, even this virus, we still need to survive ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not scared. I will fight. But I tell you guys really story about like during like about June or May, I forgot. They have two American kids try to insult in Chinese in my restaurant.
What?
But not only my restaurant, like whole plaza, like you go to every store. Because I didn't know when they went to the first uniform store first. When they come to my store, I'm Chinese restaurant. I'm Chinese, Taiwanese Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And then they said, do you have fried chicken? I said, no, we don't have fried chicken.
Yeah.
He said, huh? I said, I don't have fried chicken. Then he said, do you sell cat? I said, what?
No.
What do you mean we sell cat? No. And then I didn't see one kid use a GoPro to record everything. And then
they were recording it?
These two kids, I think they tried to be a YouTuber, but you know.
Oh
my God.
And then they didn't see I have one customer. Because they tell only like 10%, 25% customer you can be in, right? So they have one table and two ladies. Two couple, the one couple, and they come here every week. They are really our regular customer.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is he's like clerk, like helping the people in jail, some like police, but they are retired.
Okay.
So he, for this person, he knows what's going on. But I'm kind of, why you, I didn't really think too much. I didn't think they are insult of our Chinese, they will be taught. So I didn't really understand. So he took our stuff and said, oh, then I want to use your bathroom. I said, oh, my bathroom only for, not for public.
Right yeah, now. For employees.
Mm-hmm. And he still take our salt and pepper shaker. I don't know why, they just run to the restaurant, our bathroom. And I said, hey, sir, you cannot get in. I said, you cannot get in. And then he just tried to go to our the men's room. And the guy said, did you not hear? He said,
mm-hmm.
She said, you cannot use in the public bathroom.
Yeah.
You cannot use it. They are not public, only for paid customers. And then this guy helped me tell them, and they are shocked. Maybe they don't even see they have two people there. So once they saw this, they tried to run away. And I said, hey, sir, you have my stuff on your head. Why don't you give me back?
Yeah.
So he got the stuff back and tried to run away. And then I said, hey, Chuck, that guy's name is Chuck or Mark, I forgot.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think she had, they have GoPro. Maybe they have my picture. I don't want you to take my, I am a princess. Nobody can take my picture.
Yes.
And then I said, and I need to find them back to delete the GoPro. And then I run out and the people in front of the door said, are you looking for two kids? I said, how do you know? He said, your next door uniform manager looking for them too. And then I said, what's going on? And then the uniform manager came. I said, what's going on with you? He said, these two kids tried to pull their pet poo on their store.
What?
I think they are trying to make, really try to make GoPro make people, you know, they're like kids, American kids, they just, so they call police for me and then police come in and they do something in GNC. If they know our product, they have uniform store, Valley Food store and my store and Once Upon a Child and the Neo Supply store and the GNC. And they went to GNC, do same thing, but we was looking for them and talk to police. So I didn't see they go to GNC. And then they go to the office. Oh, when they go to Office Max, the police come. But
they went to Office Max?
Now police really come. And then the one customer said, oh, we saw these two kids went to the Office Max. So please go to there, catch these two kids. And then he go to every store to say sorry.
Yeah.
I told police I want to delete my picture on GoPro. And he said they will let him do it. And I said, they should know they are not allowed to record without asking people the permission to do that.
Yeah,
so that's why police touch these two kids.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I lived here for 25 years. In Pittsburgh, really general, it's really nice people. I never got like this kind of insult.
Yeah.
At least the first time.
Yeah. Were they specifically targeting Chinese stores? Do you know?
No. No, all store, but every store they try to find like the uniform. You know, I think I think these two kids at least do some homework, because the manager in the uniform store is from India. From India, you know, they can pee everywhere. They use left hand or something.
No.
I think so. They come to my store in Chinese. So they said, "Do you eat cat?" So
oh my god!
Right?
Jesus.
And then they go, I don't know what they do in the GNC, because I didn't really listen. I just want to delete my picture.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's
so
terrible.
I think June, we cut them. But we didn't sue them. I said, I don't want to meet them again. But if they do it again, I cannot sue you for discrimination or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's
a story.
That is a big story for this summer I met and really called police.
Yeah. I know that during, or whenever, like, news was infiltrating to the U.S. about this, I think I was generally pretty lucky because, like you said, Pittsburgh is pretty friendly. Like, I haven't really had many encounters where I've been super angry and someone has, like, been blatantly very discriminatory or racist. And, like, that's not the case. Like, maybe if we lived in, like, another city, I don't even know which city would be like this, but I'm sure there are a lot more cities that that have not, for, like, the Asian American population has not been as lucky as we have. But even then, like, I still remember people in class talking about it and referring it to, like, the Chinese virus. Also, yeah, people have given me, like, offhanded comments about whether I eat dog meat or not, like, as a,
as
I don't
a
know
joke,
I hope it was a joke, but yeah.
So to go back to the topic of, you know, the restaurant, I know right now is, like, a very iffy time, I'm assuming. Or like, things are not ideal, obviously. But looking forward, like, what are you looking forward to next year for Ting's Kitchen?
Because I am the, according from the customer told me, I am the one open for the dine-in in the Chinese restaurant. So I hope I get more famous.
For sure. Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
If I survive, I think I will be more famous, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's like the, I don't know if you watched Force.
I will be famous too, right?
Oh, yeah. Princess Tina will be all over the billboards.
Yes, all over the nose arcade.
Exactly.
Precisely. No, yeah.
I wanted to ask this too. I know we've been talking a lot about small businesses, Ting's Kitchen in particular, for your experiences with COVID and how that's affected how you operate. And how you mentioned that you're the only, like, cuisine that's, like, Asian focused that's open right now, right? When in the area you are. That's crazy. And I kind of want to talk a little bit.
Not open, it's open for dining. Like, yeah. Seriously, like, other restaurants are open, but it's still not allowed to dine.
Yeah, like, open for dining. That's awesome for you. And that's just crazy in general, like, how things are the way they are. And I want to talk and ask you a little bit about running a small business in general, since I know a lot of the times in the news, you'll hear public figures, political leaders talk about how the stock market is doing well. And in this newsletter series and topic on small businesses that we're focusing on is how that's not reflective of the actual American economy, because the American economy is built on small businesses like yours who provide jobs to a team of people who, like you said, like, stay, have stayed for so long since, like, the beginning. And I wanted to ask, do you ever feel pressure or, like, burden for your team, which is, like, your second family, and kind of, like, taking care of them and making sure that they're okay during these times, but also in general, just staying afloat and having customers come in and making revenue and things like that?
Yeah, of course. I actually, like, our family, we really take care of each other. And most my people who work with me, my employee, actually they have more experience than me to become the owner. They used some of them used to have restaurant in New York.
Oh, like, awesome.
And they closed down and they moved to Pittsburgh. So actually they are younger than me, but they give me more advice. So I'm really lucky to have all of them in my work with me. Not any owner can off Saturday and Sunday. I am the owner. I can don't work Saturday.
That's lovely.
I interview. Yeah.
That's so nice.
That sounds like a great team.
Yeah, for sure.
This is great. Yeah. I'm so excited. Like, I found out about your restaurant. Yeah. I cannot wait to ask my parents to drive me and have everyone on the SWDLS team come.
Yeah.
Whenever.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, that would be really fun. Oh. And I guess, like, to, like, wrap up, and our final thing is there anything you'd like to say about, I mean, yourself, your experience, Ting's Kitchen, anything in that regard?
Actually, first of all, I really thank you for our neighborhood to, I don't know how did they vote for the their favorite restaurant. So 2020, at least I got the neighborhood favorite restaurant sticker.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love that.
Here, I want to tell whoever vote for Teen's Kitchen, thank you for your voting. Uh-huh. And I hope 2021, I still can get the ticket too.
Yes. Yeah, that's so heartwarming because, that means people love your food, which obviously they do. And also it's like a community. It's like you have a community of people who are really diverse that are around you that eat there and love it. And that's honestly beautiful. I think that's all you could ask for.
Yeah. And also a lot of company, I don't know which company it is, but a lot of company there right now is their people working from home, right? Mm-hmm. But if they order their lunch is ordered from local business restaurant, not like McDonald's or local Chinese, not local restaurant, they can reimburse their money for the company give the reimburse for the money. So a lot of people who doesn't have too much money right now, the situation, but they still help us.
Yeah,
we are really appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, companies doing that are great.
Yeah,
and definitely crucial.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, you know, to our listeners out there who are listening, if you live in the Pittsburgh area, we cannot emphasize it enough. Make sure to check out Ting's Kitchen. It's located at 3200 McIntyre Square Drive. And check out their website for all of their information, which is tingskitchen.com. And make sure to follow us on our Instagram, which is at Stuff We Don't Learn in School, and sign up for our newsletter, as always, which is stuffwedontlearninschool.org. You just plug in your email, and you're automatically signed for our amazing newsletters. And finally, well, not finally, second to finally, don't forget to vote if you can. I feel like that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
For sure.
So our ending quote for this podcast is from Thomas Keller, who is an American chef who in 1997 won the Best Chef in America award. And he says, "A recipe has no soul. You, as the cook, must bring the soul to the recipe."